I've been with Mercy Corps for just over 9 years now. My background's originally in public health, and then I got more kind of generally into international development. I've been in Congo now for about 2 years, and I've worked previously in the West Africa context, Niger and in CAR as well. So issues are somewhat similar to some of the other countries in which we work, but it's definitely a unique time in the Congo right now. You know, they're going through some political struggles, political uncertainty, and then on top of that, some of this kind of longstanding conflict. And more recently, you know, there's been the Ebola outbreak. So it's definitely a challenging context.
And I think I was seeing that the current outbreak began on the 1st of this month, August.
Yeah, so there were suspected cases that were reported at the beginning of this month. And so, again, they were confirmed, and we're just kind of in the early stages of the response. And, you know, it's a situation where on a daily basis there's updated information, newly suspected cases. So I think right now there's about 100 cases that are suspected. 50 people have died so far, but they're estimating that roughly 2,000 people may have come in contact with those suspected cases. So, yeah, it's certainly evolving on a day-to-day basis right now.
Could you just set the scene a little bit for us? So this is happening in North Kivu, entirely within North Kivu?
So it's in the northern part of North Kivu, which is one of the provinces in the most eastern part of the country. It borders Uganda and Rwanda.
Okay. And obviously the political situation there is extremely complex, especially in that region. You mentioned the conflict that's ongoing there, and without getting too much into the rebel factions and everything, what is the basics of that conflict currently?
So over, I'd say, the larger part of the last two decades, there's been ongoing conflict throughout these eastern provinces in DRC. You know, and there's a number of very small factions or small factions of different groups that have similar interests. You know, they're fighting over resources, access to land, power. Congo is a country that's extremely rich in natural resources, and so that's often, you know, at the basis of some of these conflicts and these tensions. And you know, again, there's kind of a lack of political oversight in some of those parts of the country. It's a very large country as well. You know, I think it's about two and a half times the size of Texas.
Wow.
So geographically, it's very vast. There are parts that are very difficult to access. Roads, you know, there's not always, you can't access parts of the country because the roads are so degraded. So again, it's easy for these groups to sort of take control, wreak havoc, do what they want, do what they please. And, you know, the people who are really suffering are the local communities. And so that's why, you know, the humanitarian situation is such a complex issue and such a big issue right now. So when you have something like Ebola that hits on top of that, it really does have a major impact on the situation in the country.
And in your response, what government entities do you work with?
So we're working with the Ministry of Health for the Ebola response, and the World Health Organization as well. You know, they've actually been very impressive in their quickness or speediness in terms of responding. And this is the 10th Ebola outbreak in DRC. So they've had some practice and they've had some experience now to kind of hone in, you know, what exactly needs to be done. They vet partners very carefully. So for Mercy Corps to be selected as an organization that can respond to the Ebola outbreak, you know, we had to go through a process where they approved us formally. And so there are very few actors actually that meet the criteria to be able to respond. You know, and that speaks to our work elsewhere where we've done Ebola response, I think, you know, and also our reputation in DRC where we've been a longstanding humanitarian actor.
And what other programs is Mercy Corps involved in DRC?
So in DRC, we have a mix of humanitarian response programming. So when there's an emergency, whether it's a natural disaster, like a landslide or a flood, or an emergency that's related to, say, the conflict. So if there's fighting going on in a community and people have to flee, we come in and we support them, support affected people with food, with water, any type of emergency relief programming. We also are doing longer-term development programming. So in certain parts of the country where it's a bit more stable, we're doing things like agriculture, good governance programming. We have a major urban water and sanitation program where we're working on bringing clean water to a city of over 1 million people. So we have a mix of both. And in the areas where the current Ebola outbreak happened, we were primarily doing other emergency programs. So, you know, it is this outbreak has happened in an area where it's prone to conflict. You know, on a regular basis, communities are having to flee conflict or seeking refuge in other communities close by. And so we've been doing a lot of our, we call it rapid response, but it's programming where we go in, do short-term assistance just to help people get by during that period where their communities aren't as safe for them to be in.
And I read earlier that, I don't know if it was today or just recently, but the health ministry declared that they would not be, that Ebola treatment would be available free of charge. And I was a little surprised reading that at first, just to the idea that there would have been a charge for it to begin with.
And so in Congo, unfortunately, the public health services, it's definitely a weak part of the government services that are available. And so they often do charge for basic medical care. But, you know, in a situation like this, typically these services would be available free of charge. So,
And are there any lessons from the West African outbreak of a few years ago that are, I guess, either personally or as an organization that are being applied to this current outbreak?
Definitely. Mercy Corps is, we were a key actor in Liberia in responding to the Ebola a few years back. And I think for us, it's helped us be more prepared as an agency to respond quickly. So within the last 2.5 weeks since the current outbreak was declared in DRC, we've already trained up our entire field teams on prevention, on, you know, general awareness around Ebola, because this is the first time that in this part of the country it's been hit. So, you know, making sure our teams are informed and best prepared of how to respond. And then also programmatically, we have tools available. We have awareness raising materials already available that we can quickly adapt to the context in DRC. So it's helped us definitely be more prepared and then be able to respond as quickly as possible. We've already deployed team members to those areas and they've already started activities around awareness raising and prevention activities, but then also, you know, installing emergency hand washing stations. We've been doing some assessment work as well to make sure that water and sanitation facilities are clean and that they're adequate in those areas that are affected.
This is going backwards a little bit, but background-wise, Ebola originated or was first described in the Congo in 1976, I believe, and as you mentioned, there have been 10 outbreaks since then that are known of in the Congo. What is there anything that makes this one different, or is there anything particular to this outbreak that you haven't seen in previous ones?
Well, the location is definitely, it poses a number of risks, I would say, given the location, given that North Kivu, you know, is a main kind of trading area with both Uganda and Rwanda. Goma, which is really not that far distance-wise mm-hmm. from the northern part of the province, is a major city, and there are definitely sanitation and water issues in Goma. And so if there are cases that end up being reported in Goma that poses a huge threat, I would say, to, you know, again, having this spread and spread very quickly. And so, you know, we're contingency planning around that in the case that there are cases reported in Goma. And, you know, we've seen in like the Liberia context and others how quickly this can spread and kind of get out of control. So certainly that's something that we're preparing for. Hopefully it won't happen. You know, the government, the government response, as I had said, has been very, very quick, and they seem to have contained things very well so far. And so we're hopeful that that won't happen. But
okay,
there could be a major humanitarian crisis, you know, if it does get to Goma or crosses the border to any of those bigger trade towns.
On Wednesday, while you're in Portland, there's an event happening through Mercy Corps. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, on Wednesday at noon at our HQ downtown, I'll be giving a public talk on the work that we're doing in DRC and speaking a bit more about the current situation with the Ebola outbreak and the programming that we're doing to respond. So if anyone's interested, we would love to have people come by. Our office is located at the corner of First and Ankeny downtown.
So if any of our listeners are listening to this right now and just really want to do something to help out, where would you point them to?
They definitely could look at our work, and there are different ways that, people can help, and they could take a look at our website, so at www.mercycorps.org, or, you know, again, attend that public event later on this week, and I'm happy to point them in the right direction of, you know, how they might be able to help or support our work.
Okay.
Definitely the Portland community has been very supportive of our work globally, and so we are very appreciative of all of that support. So we're always happy to, you know, receive that when possible.
Yes, before we started talking, we were talking about the sort of support that Mercy Corps lends in these areas and about how... a lot of what you do is based simply on cash and not so much material support. Can you elucidate that a little bit?
Sure. So for Mercy Corps, we, when possible, prefer to do cash programming, which is essentially providing cash assistance to families in need, you know, as part of emergency response. A lot of that has to do with it helps people choose how best to respond to their own needs. So it's not a one-size-fits-all package. One family who's affected by conflict might need to pay for school fees because they're, you know, having to put their children in a new school. Others, it might be to buy emergency food and water. And so giving a family cash gives them that choice. It helps to kind of empower them to be able to meet their needs in the best way possible. You know, it also reduces some of the logistical challenges that we face in many different countries, specifically in DRC. As I had mentioned earlier, there are issues around, you know, physical access to some of the communities that are most affected. So, you know, transporting kits of food and other supplies is really difficult in places like the DRC, whereas we, for cash programming, often partner with a private sector actor to be able to, you know, deliver cash in a safe way that doesn't put people at risk. You know, even in terms of we have a lot of the people that we work with may still be on the move after we support them. So, you know, carrying a bunch of supplies physically can be very taxing. And these are people who are fleeing on foot. Don't, you know, they're not fleeing on cars or so. Transporting cash is more discreet than that, so it puts them at a little bit less risk. Often people think it might put them at more risk, but actually it's more discreet. You know, they might be able to spend some now and save that, you know, a portion of it for later. So again, it it helps us tackle some of those issues that we face in countries like the DRC.
When do you head back to the Congo?
I will be going back in early September. All right. I've been taking a short break, spending some time with friends and family, and that's what brought me to the Portland area. So I'll be going back shortly.
All right. I've been speaking with Whitney Elmer with Mercy Corps. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For KBOO Evening News, this is Sam Bowman.